Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Cobbler's daughter, I'm thought of rude and mean, but to find her on a body lost where you've never seen. I've plagued my father's head, for my life I wouldn't wed. My mother's in the prison cause of me. There was a handsome young man who used to live by me. If I went out, if I went in, he'd always follow me. I know I don't rue the day, and it happened as I say. I took him to my chamber room to see. I took him to my chamber where we could be alone. And knowing that my mother and my father were at home, he's kissed me on the cheek and I screamed till I was weak. My father came running to the shore. He's jumped up on the young man as I was standing by. He brought his fist behind his head and he thumped him in the eye. My mother heard the din, up the stairs she did begin, with a broom for a weapon she held straightway. My mother, she was waiting like a raging bull at say. She's hit him on the head and the young man fell like lead, quite dead. Upon the floor he lay. I am the cobbler's daughter, I thought of rude and mean, but to find her on a body alas we have never seen.
Jessica lives in England, Pierre lives in France, Bonnie lives in Canada, Ahmed lives in Egypt, Moisha lives in Israel, Bruce lives in Australia, Ching lives in China, Olga lives in Russia, Ingrid lives in Germany, Gita lives in India, Pablo lives in Spain, Jose lives in Colombia. And each one is much like another, a child of a mother and a father, a very special son and daughter, a lot like me and you. Koji lives in Japan, Nina lives in Chile, Farida lives in Pakistan, Zosha lives in Poland, Manuel lives in Brazil, Maria lives in Italy, Kofi lives in Ghana, Rahim lives in Iran, Rosa lives in Paraguay, Major lives in Kenya, Dimitri lives in Greece, Sue lives in America. And each one is much like another, a child of a mother and a father, a very special son and daughter, a lot like me and you.
Setting in the trees, geese ain't flying south all the time, and I come find keeping it warm enough under the very summer's bulldozers digging down to try for down. Government lies on the dongles and in town. Maybe it's the time of year, or maybe the time of man, well, I don't know. Maybe it's the time of year, or maybe the time of man, well, I don't know.
Thank you. This is Craig David, and I'm right here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Benito Antonio Fernández Ortiz, Nico Saquito, nació en Santiago de Cuba el 13 de febrero de 1901. Según el propio decir, de quien sin dudas es uno de los más importantes creadores de nuestro acervo musical, cantaba desde el vientre de su madre y siendo muy joven empezó a componer. Nico es autor de más de 500 canciones, muchas de las cuales prácticamente han recorrido el mundo. Como un ejemplo de ello bastaría mencionar a Compay Gallo, María Cristina, Tadeo, Chencha la Gambá, Al Vaivén de mi Carreta y otras tantas que constituyen el reflejo de toda una época. Este artista genuino, este antiguo pelotero y fundidor, que por otra parte no estuvo indiferente a las luchas sociales, a sus más de 80 años sigue creando para la colectividad. Nico, parecido a esos cuartos bates cuya presencia conmociona a los aficionados, aún está en el cajón de bateo. Mírenlo. Se empolva las manos, toma la guitarra, al bate Nico Saquito.
Trabajo para el inglés, que de hierro se alegra con tus cantares.
¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré al río? ¿Cuándo llegaré? ¿Cuándo llegaré al bohío?
Then I'm gone without a trace, like a shadow on the wall. Try and catch me all. The UKG, that is all that I'm gone.
Record, there was a mixed reaction about my storytelling. Most of the young people liked it. And then there was some of the people in the business who didn't think it was so. I got a drink on y'all. Didn't think it was so good, but my answer to this is I'm going to tell another story. Well, when I was bowling around, I had me this dog, and her name was Trixie. It was a lady of the night, that dog was. And that dog and me, we hopped trains together, we slept out under bridges, and lived rough. She ate what I ate, and somebody gave me this dog. I didn't want the dog. Someone gave it to me. So we had many adventures and things. And if I can't tell you them all, but I'm going to tell you the one. We was somewhere in some town, and then I don't know what happened, but the police come, and they decided to arrest me. Well, that dog was alerted to the police, so it just took off. And this was by San Francisco. We used to call it Frisco then. But I was out, must have been maybe 60 miles away from there. And then, so anyway, that police took me and handcuffed me and took me to jail and or put me in a car and took me to the jail. And the dog was just gone, man. So I was in the joint for 6 months. It wasn't so long. I was locked up. But my clothes, I was such a bum, they said. They threw all my clothes away when I was locked up. And they give you, the joint clothes. And so the captain come to me and he said, you're going to get out of jail, the day after tomorrow, son. But we have noticed you ain't got no clothes. So what they did, they said they were going to take me out and drive me over to the city and buy me some clothes. I had, I had a little bit of money left. And so they put me in a police car. This is a day before I get out of jail. Then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to get released. So then they took me over to this store in San Francisco. And went in and got me some, what they thought was some clothes. And then we get on the way out, and I open a door, and there's that damn dog sitting there. is 60 miles away, 6 months later, and the dog is sitting out front of the store there just kind of looking at me. And I go, man, that's my dog. And the captain looked at me and go, what? And he said, yeah, that's my dog. This old boy, he took that dog home for me, and they put me back in the jail. And the next day, they let me out of the jail. And so when they let me out of the jail, I had this dog. And it turns out the dog was pregnant. Well, I got me, rented me a place. It was a garage I rented. It didn't have nothing in it. So I had a sleeping bag, and I was sleeping in the garage with this damn dog. And the dog was pregnant, and one night it dropped 12 puppies. So here we are in this garage. I'm sleeping on a sleeping bag on the garage floor, and I got this piece of wood separating me from them dogs. And here's this old girl, Trixie, with her 12 puppies. And we ain't got no money, man. I just go out in the morning and go through the dumpsters and things and then go play a little bit on the street and get some money. We all eat together. And that damn dog would go away a little while every day, and I just couldn't figure out where she was going. And I followed her one day, and she was going across the road there to a supermarket in the back, and she'd go there, and a butcher would come out and throw her bones and give her food. She was cheating on me. So anyway, one day she never came home again. And she left me with them. You know, first I thought maybe I had 13 dogs, and I thought, man, that's a blues, man, a 13 dog blues. That's what it was. And then she done left me with them 12 puppies. And I'm gonna tell you, then I had the 12 dog blues, y'all. You think I'm lying, but I'm not lying. Yeah, this here little story is from my friend, Joe Cushley.
Okay.
Yeah, now I'm going in.
Oh,
get a plan.
Undeniable that we should be together. It's unbelievable how I used to say I'd fall never. The basis is need to know. If you don't know just how I feel, then let me show you now that I'm for real. If all things in time, time will reveal. Wants to know what it's all about, hey. Undesirable for us to be apart. Could have never made it very far. 'Cause you know you've got the keys to my heart. And the one, you're like a dream come true.
true. Honeymoon child. Conceived on an island on the sun. Heels dug in the white sand. Loved and adored from day one. Climb trees toward the light. Running naked, dragging a kite. Pour your dress on a string. You bring out the soft side. Everyone, we gather like ravens on a rusty scythe, just to watch such a little dove, just to watch. Such a little dove, just to watch. Such a little dove, fly away.
Hello, this is John Bowden from Bellowhead, and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.